those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com. Hello everyone and welcome to yet another gaming show, the Video Gaming Netcast, brought to you by the Fantasy Pants Gangsters of FantasyPantsGangsters.com. And it's the gaming show! I've been watching a lot of Spanish TV lately, I don't know why.
Well, it's just happy to watch.
It is. I have no idea what the hell they're saying.
Yeah, but you ever watch Spanish soap operas? They're amazing, even if you have no idea what the hell they're saying.
That is because it's just cleavage of flying.
It's cleavage and emotions. Like you can cry after watching 2 minutes of a soap opera and not even know what's going on.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No.
That was Ashley Hay there.
Hello.
We also have Mike Dineen here as well.
Greetings.
And Ian's not here. He's actually winging his way. I went Charlie Brown teacher there. He is actually flying to Boston to meet with a lady friend and go see League live. So I'm a little jealous of him there. Mm-hmm. We do have Jeff returning back. Ashley is shocked by this news.
I'm not on mic though.
No, no.
And not only that, Jeff brought the beard back too.
I just haven't shaven in the last couple of weeks.
He brought the beard
he
back.
He brought the lazy beard.
I'm going to shave it like Saturday
I'm
going to
slap you.
We're going to shave it at Games and Go.
I feel like I will be the only one without a beard. Gene, you got to grow a beard. I will bring a fake beard. I will draw a beard.
I think that's fair. And thanks to Ashley for ruining the surprise. Gene from Games and Go back on the show, taking the Ian chair.
I tried to be behind the scenes, but Ashley kind of...
You know what?
Spoiled the surprise.
I'm a spoiler, and I don't like surprises.
Spoiler alert.
Get the fuck over it.
Damn it, why did you have to reveal the ending of Arkham City, Ashley? Why?
I was quiet.
Yes, Gene is the secret villain.
I was quiet for a reason. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. Always appreciate your time.
And thank you, again, is because of you that Games & Go is a big partner of our Extra Life event. Which we're doing this Saturday, October 8th. Thank you. I was going to say 7th, but I knew that wasn't right. October 8th. Right now, the only date in my head is the 15th, so you'll cut me a little slack here.
No.
What's happening that day?
I'm a little busy that day. So.
Me too.
Yeah.
I was going to see if you wanted to hang out that day, too.
We can hang out. Our choices of venues are limited, I would just say that. But anyway.
All right.
This coming Saturday, October 8th, we will be doing our part as part of the Extra Life charity for Gillette Children's Hospitals in St. Paul. As we've mentioned many times on the show before, the big event is on the 15th, but as I said, I'm already a little busy, so we're moving it. We moved it up a week, and it worked out great because we have a great partner with Games & Go. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, too. I'm glad you guys are going to make the time to come out to the store and... meet your public this Saturday.
It'll just be nice to
have...
We should
just apologize now. Yeah. Sorry.
It'll just be nice to have... I think also it's a little self-serving for us to have it there since everything's set up and we just get to go.
Yeah, we're really just mooching.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Like if we want to put in a regular, like an NES game, done. It's already set up.
I may... Do you guys have an Intellivision? Like a system?
Hey, no, Cole does. If you guys don't, Cole has it and he has one and he has like 26 games.
Does it work?
It's in perfect condition.
Bring it over, set it up.
We may have to do that.
Why?
Is this the Marky Mark game?
No, that's a Sega CD.
Yeah, Sega CD.
Sega CD.
Yeah, which we still need. If any one of our listeners has a Sega CD, or I don't know if Games & Go does.
We can figure something out. Whenever we talk about Games & Go, I feel like every time I'm here, we bring up Marky Mark.
It's yeah.
Special. That was a special purchase.
57 was. Cents, wasn't it?
No, it was $3.
I thought it was like less than a dollar.
No, it was $3.50.
Well, regardless, you have in your hands a collector's item.
In my house. It's not in
your house
hands right now.
A collector's item.
I do.
You never take it out of your pants. Let's not lie.
Yeah.
Well... That's the closest I'm going to get to Marky Mark.
He watches Four Brothers and just, you know.
That's a good movie. Shut up. I enjoy Four Brothers.
Or what's the one where he was a football player? I don't remember that.
No.
Replacements?
No.
No, that was Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
How do you get those two mixed up?
They're very squinty, both of them.
Yes, but Keanu Reeves hasn't aged in a millennium.
Well, that's true.
That's why they're doing another Bill and Ted movie. It's because of that.
Marky Mark has done okay, though, too.
They're doing a Bill and Ted movie?
Yeah, they're doing another Bill and Ted movie. Which I think they need to replace the role of Rufus as Ringo Starr. to, you know, that's come full circle.
Oh, God. Nicely done. If you don't know what he means, look it up, kids. Mm-hmm. Anyway. But yeah, Games and Go. We've had you personally, Gene, on a couple times now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for the various events you guys are doing, you did Combo Breaker, and you guys still do a ton of events. Like, it's sickening how many events.
Yeah, I keep on going.
And one thing I always like is you're always announcing the casuals.
Yes.
The casual tournaments, which I always imagine is like 40 teenagers playing Angry Birds in your store. I don't know why. I'm always amused by that idea. But for those people that don't know who you are and what Games and Go is, if they've just started listening to the show for some reason, do you want to explain what it is a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. We're a local independent retail store in Minnesota, obviously. We have a store in Rosedale inside the mall there where this event is going to be happening with the Extra Life, with you guys coming out. We have a store in Maplewood Mall and Brooklyn Park. It's a video game store. We sell, the difference between us and maybe a lot of the major retailers is we sell everything from Nintendo games to, you know, Atari games, Sega CD games, like the Marky Mark game you were just talking about, to the newest stuff, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, all the new games, systems, consoles, repairs. And one thing that I've been on the show a few times for is for our tournaments. Do a lot of tournaments. And we have a big following, a big community behind us, and they're going to definitely want to come out and participate this weekend at for this charity. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, please do, because I will probably need someone to take over for me at some point. I have never, look, can I just say I've never stayed up for 24 hours? Like,
really?
Ever.
You get through finals and not stay up for 24
I'm smart.
Hours?
She was an art student.
Oh, well, yes, you didn't really have to.
Okay, can I just say, though?
Wife's an art teacher, so we...
Yeah, and...
Oh, snap.
That's teacher, that's different.
Art projects take just as long, if not longer, to do than it does to study for a test.
Well, I know, paper macheing somebody's face does take a long time, I understand.
You know, could be dangerous.
I've seen that Lionel Richie video. He, like, carved that face, or that woman carved that face in, like 4 minutes, so...
I would just like to say I was smart, so I didn't really need to... No, I just timed well. I was like, if I don't get it done, then fuck it. I'm getting a B instead of an A. I'm sleeping.
Weirdly enough, the first time I ever stayed up the entire night was helped in part by Street Fighter 2 on Super Nintendo.
Mm.
Maybe we need to rekindle the dream for
I
you.
Think we do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys looking forward to playing you guys in some Street Fighter.
Oh, shit.
It's because they saw our awesome...
I'm not playing that game.
Yeah, they saw our awesome performance.
You guys are amazing.
No.
Sorry, I can't butter you up.
I have gotten considerably better at Gears of War since my last...
Did you play the new one?
Oh, God, I've already beaten through it and just been on a tear on that game.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's definitely what I'm hooked on right now, mm-hmm. too. So it's all I've been playing.
I want to play some Aladdin for Sega Genesis.
That is
the superior version.
Yeah, well...
It is,
exactly.
Isn't it? Better than the Super version.
In mm-hmm. almost every case... And
the Sega version's better than the Super version.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Case in point, Mortal Kombat. Stupid...
Well,
wussies at Nintendo are like, we're not going to put any blood in our game.
Yes.
Fuck you, Nintendo.
Michael, settle down.
Well, during that point, they were winning. Yeah, Nintendo was losing that console war because of that. So eventually they pulled ahead.
It
ended. What did it end? 25 million Sega Genesis were sold, and then it was like 40 plus million Super Nintendos were
sold.
Yeah,
I know Super Nintendo's in the 40s.
Yeah, they ended up winning.
But yeah, you're right, though. Like, I can't think of a game where when it came out on both. And that was kind of the weird thing. Like, that was the first time I remember, like, an actual, like, multi-platform release. Like, I know they had stuff on, like, Atari and Commodore at the same time, but...
Yeah.
That was...
But the graphics
were
different.
I don't remember that. That's far enough before my time where I don't process that, so that Genesis versus...
The dinosaurs
Super Nintendo.
Had matured a little bit.
They had.
They weren't still amoebas and, like, you know, single-cell organisms
Birds.
At that point.
Birds.
Okay.
I think that should just be your contribution at all times. Just yell out birds.
Birds.
That's the kick. That's
squirrel.
Squirrel.
But I remember, and that was also the first time that I remember of companies actually calling out the competitor in the commercials. Now, I know, like, in television, going back to that, they made a big deal about how much better they were than Atari. And they had George Plimpton, which I think is the only time you've got a man, I think he was from Harvard or Yale, one of them, in a video game ad. So good for him on that one. But I remember the whole, you know, Sega does what Nintendo don't. Like that whole campaign.
I remember that.
So I'm a bit.
That needs to be, if that wasn't on a t-shirt, it needs to be, and I need to own that.
Well,
just
yes, because Sega's really tearing
well,
up the charge of their consoles
saying,
now.
You know, I'm just saying, it would be ironic, you know, as the kids say nowadays.
Is that what the kids say?
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to ask Cole if he can bring his Intellivision. He might not want to bring it to the big thing, but maybe to just Mike's house.
That's right. Yeah, because we should explain this. This is a 24-hour event.
Okay, maybe I've stayed up like 23 hours, but I'm
don't
pretty...
don't pretend to be cool. Just
let's be fair, Ashley. It was 22 hours.
It was probably
47
like,
minutes.
Probably.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's about you look like a 22-hour 47-minute kind of girl.
That's my cap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie about
beyond
that.
Just don't even bother.
I'm going to need naps.
You realize that kind of goes against the whole 24 hours of gaming thing.
No, because
naps.
Someone will always be gaming.
We're all supposed to always be
gaming. We're supposed to always all be gaming.
Yeah, technically.
At all times.
Technically.
My fingers are going to hurt like a
God
motherfucker.
Damn it. Can I take a nap with my eyes open?
If you can, game on. I mean, you know.
Well, anybody...
Here's what we'll do. We'll let you play Xenosaga.
This is why I'm in last place, by the way.
That's going to put her to sleep.
Yeah,
it's all FMVs.
We'll let you play Xenosaga because there's like 45-minute cutscenes, and that can be your nap.
Or just play Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, or just
all
like
the great
that.
Okay.
Movie games.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're moving forward.
One of the Final Fantasy games.
I think we might have to take advantage a little bit of the classic gaming archives at Games & Go.
Definitely. You know, I may have to invest in a Dreamcast on there.
Well,
so
I was thinking I want to go even further old school and maybe a little more controversial. I want to finally play Night Trap.
Oh, wow.
What system was that on again?
That was Sega CD.
Sega
again.
CD.
Yeah.
What was Mutant League?
Wasn't it?
Mutant League was Genesis.
Genesis.
People may not know Night Trap, so explain that. Isn't that... That was banned, right? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know if it was a version of it that you
couldn't get, right? Because
basically what it was is it was one of the in the realm of the full motion video games where that was like all of it, and it was the whole thing was it was the classic kind of slasher movie idea where it's you're in a house full of slumber partying hot women that are being killed off one by one by some sort of maniac.
Wasn't that a porn?
Of several.
Okay.
And the whole thing is you're trying to like trap this guy. There was kind of like a Home Alone aspect to it where you're like putting traps in rooms. It was a bizarre concept.
Home Alone
also a
was
porn.
A horror porn.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
And it did get in a lot of trouble. I don't remember if it was outright banned or not, but
it's controversial.
It was very
sure.
controversial because it was scantily clad women. I don't remember if there was any actual nudity in that game.
Do you guys have it at Games & Go?
I know we've had it in the store a few times. I don't think we have it right now. It's a really rare game, actually.
Yeah.
It's very, very rare.
Do you have Custard's Revenge?
I don't know if that was ever actually an official game.
No, it was an official game. Was it? Yeah, I can't remember the system off the top of my head.
I don't know if we can.
We have copies of E.T.
I think we need to play E.T.
Okay. We played E.T. at Chatterbox, and it is the most boring, horrible game ever.
So kind of like the movie, though.
Whoa.
Drew Barrymore is adorable in that movie.
Yeah.
Evan, you're banned from your own goddamn podcast.
people are going to be pretty upset.
Air high five.
I think all the E.T. fans listening to this get their chance to attack you.
Yes, I actually have nothing against E.T. I just like to start fights. Anyway, the way this is going to work is we're going to be there pretty much at open, at least I think.
Mm-hmm.
So when is
No way. No way. Of course. 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock on Saturday, and we will continue. We'll basically go until close, which is about 9
o'clock.
9 o'clock. And then, for some reason, the mall does not like people staying overnight. It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping to break into Starbucks myself, but
is there a Starbucks?
There's only a Caribou.
There's a Caribou.
Oh, whatever coffee place.
They're different.
They're very different.
They're not.
I don't care either. Anyway, and then we're going to go to an undisclosed location. It might be Mike's, might be somewhere else. We're still figuring that part out. But the important thing is you can come down and see us at Games & Go on Saturday during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a big deal. We're going to have shirts available for sale. They're going to be a little more than normal, but all of the money is going to go toward Extra Life.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the shirts are all going to be for $20 there. But again, all of that money goes to Extra Life. You can come down and say hi. You know, you can
play us in whatever games.
You can challenge us and stuff. You can donate without having to buy a shirt. You can check out the store. It's an awesome store, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a very cool store, especially guys since you moved. Your old location was fine. The new location's awesome.
Yeah, the new location's way better. It's just
a good
bigger.
Location. It's in a happening part of the mall.
It is.
So it's definitely we're gonna have a lot of foot traffic. There's gonna be a lot of. I look forward to seeing a lot of. random people walking through the mall and seeing what you guys are doing and just look confused and
yeah.
want to come wander and see what's going on.
Yes.
Want to see Evan's chops.
Definitely.
they will be trimmed. They will be trimmed by then.
No, oh, don't trim no, them. Don't. You have fans. A week until the wedding. You can leave them.
I actually have a beauty appointment on Friday. So
you are Evan. So
I know. This is live. You don't edit that out.
I'm
please.
Sorry,
you Jeff. Do not edit.
Don't
that
edit.
Out.
This is
otherwise you're
no,
fired.
I'm embracing this part of it. So
now, just to be clear here, Heather's the groom, right?
Really.
Really? Evan's a very handsome woman.
Thank you. Thank you, Jean.
Just thought I'd make that clear.
No, yeah. You could just see, like, when the people are walking by, they're just going to be like, should I, what's, like, I like it when people look and they're like, what's going on in there? And, like, they're really debating, like, whether they should go in and check it out or,
and
like,
then
if
Jeff's
they're going to
scream like a home, like a crazy homeless guy at them. And
that's honestly my favorite part about doing gaming events. Like, on a Tuesday night, for example, I'll have, just a gathering of gamers will come in and they'll be playing games, usually fighting games, for example. And the random, you know, the mall's dead on a Tuesday night, but our store will have 30, 40 people in there playing games, and all these people will be walking by and they'll want to come in just to be part of whatever's happening.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like being at the Apple store almost, you know.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, what are these people in line for? Then they get in line just to be in line, mm-hmm. that concept. Yep. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I do want to apologize that I did not make it to the Madden tournament.
No. You broke my heart.
I'm sorry. I just felt bad about, you know, going in there and just winning it all.
You probably would have.
Mike, you're such a heartbreaker.
Yeah, you've been begging me. You've been saying, you know, Gene, Mike, you've been talking all
I've been wanting a Madden tournament for years, and then you have it, and then I couldn't make it at the last
Yeah, you've been talking all this shit saying, oh,
well,
I would destroy, you know, it's not even fair, blah, blah,
we're,
blah.
We're bringing that up in the Extra Life event, so anybody who wants to play me, I'm currently 5-0 online on Madden, so.
Wow. Saying.
He's beat the computer 5 times.
No, this is online against real people. Oh.
12-year-olds. Evan, are you giving him pity wins?
Yeah, he just lends me the game for some reason, and I just kind of log in, and then he tells me when to go turn off the Xbox. So he just texts me. He's like, "Okay, I'm done."
Well, is that what happens, right, Mike? When people rage quit, you just play the computer.
Yeah, I think so. Although you get do not finish percentage. Things knocked against you.
Yeah.
Mine are at zero. I do not finish the game.
You are all that is man.
I am.
You're all that is Madden.
But let us continue explaining this.
Yes. So
I'm awesome at Madden.
There's gonna be a ton of games playing. You can challenge us to anything. If you plan on coming down, let us know. Mm-hmm. You can leave a message on the Facebook or the Twitter, and we'll, if you want us to play against us in something, we're down. We'll
I've
do
got
whatever.
One. Gene, do you happen to have the power pad for the Nintendo?
Yeah, I'll bring. Oh, I think I can bring one over.
All right,
track.
I think Evan needs to play some track and field.
Some track and field.
Is this part of the beauty?
This is part of the beauty.
This is part
thing.
Of the beauty thing.
Yeah.
We need. Do you have a full scale arcade Dance Dance Revolution?
I have the mats and everything.
Do you
and
have,
they are set up, but
do you
not.
Have the nice metal mats or do you have
no,
the
I'm
plastic?
Sorry, Ashley. And you want the bars too, so you can hold yourself.
No,
behind
I don't
me.
Use the bars. That's for cheaters.
Oh, okay. I did have a friend who bought plywood and like took a staple gun to her mats just to be able to.
That's what you got to do, or else they move around. And the bars for. Pussies.
And then you slip and you fall.
The
and
bars are for pussies.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah,
that's how you. That's the only way you can actually do the crazy hard mode is if you like just hold on to the bar.
Yeah, I've
and
seen
then
them do it.
And then you just move your feet. Okay, fuck that. Like, how hard is it to act like a spaz and just move your feet around?
You know what's crazy though? At the store the other day, we have the dance mat set up with on PS2 DDR, and this lady walks up to me and she says, "Hey, Gene," or she didn't say my name, but she said
that would be creepy.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, yeah.
Hey.
How's it going? But she says, "Do you mind if I take my shoes off?" I was like, "Do what you gotta do." She takes her shoes off and she just rips it up. And there's all these people just start circling, watching her. And she's just going, she put it on some hard mode and she's just going a million miles per minute or whatever. It's pretty insane.
And that's without
barefoot.
The bar.
Yeah, barefoot.
And the barefoot is nice because then your feet kind of stick to the mat so it doesn't go as crazy everywhere. Because if you have socks. Then they slip. And the shoes, I feel like they ruin the mat.
I could see Evan doing that.
I could ruin a mat like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You just picture me. Somebody just walks up. You mind if I take my shoes off? And then I was like, all right. And then they just all said.
I did that at the grocery store. They were not as big.
No. You asked if you could take your pants off. And they weren't.
Pants, shoes.
They all go together.
Yeah, it's all the same area. It is, yeah. Anyway, so again, the event. Here, I'm trying to get through the event so we can get to the story.
You know this is going
to
take the whole goddamn show.
I know, I know. Luckily, we only have two stories to talk about, so.
True. Yeah,
that's why.
There is.
Yeah.
We're going to be, not only we're going to be playing games, we're also going to be not only talking to people, but apparently there's going to be like a DJ there or something like that, or is he not actually DJing? Are you just teasing him?
The music mogul Tony Dynamite?
Yes.
Oh, he's a musician. He's but he's going to be on staff that day, so he's going to be there to meet his public as well.
Oh, nice. There you, so, but we're not talking like you won't have the turntables behind the counter.
You know, we'll have DJ Hero maybe.
Yeah, yeah. But DJ Hero.
We'll have DJing there.
Do you have a rock band or Guitar Hero World Tour there?
Yeah, maybe. You'll see. Otherwise, you guys can help me out.
Yeah,
right?
Otherwise, we have that at my place. If you know,
I don't know maybe. If I want to open a new one just for you, yeah. Ashley, but maybe.
Well,
you
don't have. Never mind. I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna guilt Gene. I like Gene. Yeah, I don't.
We love Gene.
We can always rock band or Guitar Hero.
That's true. I just feel like
Extra Life After
the later
hours.
It gets, the less we're gonna want to do anything physical, and we're just gonna want to drink and just sit there and just.
Well, there is that.
Fair enough.
So you want your public that comes sees you just keep streaming drinks in from Green Mill for you.
Right, right.
they have 50 margaritas.
We do also have to announce, by the way, that we are setting up, and we'll have to figure out the details on this one, Gene. I don't know if you guys have a Kinect or at least the room for a Kinect game.
Yeah, there'll be room for it.
You could just point it toward the outside.
Well, right, and I can bring my Kinect. I don't know if
though.
You guys have one.
Well, we'll have the three plasmas for you guys. Okay. So we'll have the three, I think the 43-inch plasma TVs for you guys to do with what you will.
All right.
And I'll have a table set up towards the front of the entryway to encourage people to make donations.
Mm-hmm.
I think when they see Evan and his chops, or lack thereof, they're going to want to make donations.
Definitely.
Not even knowing what it is.
But yes.
That guy just looks like he needs money.
He's homeless. Help this man.
This man has no chops.
They were taken away in a beauty pageant or something like that.
I lost him in the war.
They'll just think you're the smartest hobo ever.
With
a
shotgun.
Which is, you know, the smartest hobo ever. That is a title I kind of aspire to, actually. So I don't see anything wrong with that.
But
your new class.
Yeah.
You've made a new class.
I've made it.
Smart hobo.
It's a prestige class.
It is.
But yes, so me and Ashley also doing our Dance Central battle.
Yes.
That's right.
This is the something third. For supremacy. I feel like we need a trophy for this.
Have you
this.
Guys done this before?
We have.
Yeah.
We've played like twice before.
Who
I
wins?
Won the first time. Ashley won the second
time. Is
this
tiebreaker, really?
This
is
tiebreaker.
Games and go?
Yeah.
I'm really flattered.
This is tiebreaker battle for supremacy of all time.
This is for champion of the
Granted,
universe.
Granted, I probably would have won, but our first time was my first time playing, so I probably still would have won.
How much are we putting down towards the charity for the winner?
I don't know.
I mean, are you guys a little friendly bet, guys?
I don't know.
I don't bet.
Hey, no. This is radio. No, just we can say something. $50.
This
is radio.
Something.
Just say something. It's
except,
for the fans.
Except
I'm putting this on the store website. You know, I want to hype this up, so don't ruin this for me.
Except now they know that we're just saying it because you said.
No. We can edit that out.
you can edit that out.
Right?
You know. You can edit that.
You
kind
guys
of
can
stuff
do
out.
Anything.
We'll have
so
to
what
figure,
do you think?
We'll
how much you
want to
put
something
up?
Out.
How much you want to put up?
I'll have to figure something out.
$100.
Shut up. I've been paid.
You guys are fancy pants gangsters.
We're not made of money, my friend.
It's the fancy pants gangsters. $200.
Do you see the word rich anywhere in that fancy pants?
Well, I saw fancy, so.
Well, I haven't been paid in 4 weeks, so once I get my first paycheck Friday, I'm probably not going to want to part with it. But I know I won't because I'll win.
Okay, that,
so it's how much you want to bet.
Oh, I see here.
Mike, how much you want to bet?
I don't know yet.
I mean, not bet, just...
Well, if whoever
donate,
loses has to
donate. Donation match. We call it donation match.
I think 25 should be doable, right?
25? 100?
I think that's...
2,500? You're the best Hagler I've ever met, Gene.
your next month's salary.
This is radio, guys.
Your firstborn child.
Well, you can have that.
Put the wedding on the line.
No. Not mine.
For Evans.
Damn, I've already married him.
Yeah, you're
it's Evans.
Married.
Evans' can wedding on the line.
Yeah, if Mike wins, I don't get married. Like, how does that work? And you know what? You can explain that to Heather. I'm moving out at that point.
we're leaving the store out of it.
Yeah. But basically, it's gonna be an amazing time. I mean, just the amount of chaos we've had in the first 10 minutes of the show. Just imagine that stretched out over 11 hours.
You know what I'm really excited, too, is to, at like 3 in the morning, to pop in Child of Eden and try to, you know, play some of that crap.
Did you say that game was bad?
No, I love that game.
Oh, which game did you say was bad for the Kinect?
Fruit Ninja?
Most of them.
Oh, yeah.
I did not
90%
like,
of the product I did not like line him. Is bad.
Yeah. There's about three games that exist for the Kinect that are actually good.
No, they're all good. Come buy them. Come to the store. We're just selling them, guys. All
right.
What I really want to try out, and depending if you guys have a used copy of it or not, is Gunstringer.
That's going to be really great. You guys are going to have this library of this drawer. I'm just going to be like,
can we just bathe in? Can we bathe in them?
Really, what this is a very complicated way of like many kids did back when you're in elementary school, at least for my era, where people that owned gaming systems, those were a little more rare back then. Mm-hmm. So whichever kid had the gaming system, they made so many friends.
Yeah.
Because they had that. And really, that's what we're doing. We're just becoming your friend just so that we can use your stuff.
That's why I'm on the show, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty much what it is. If I was off the street, I wouldn't be on the show.
No, I think you'd be the second smartest hobo on the street, though, behind Evan.
Yeah.
we'll have a hobo off.
Hobo.
We'll have a dance off. You guys go in the corner.
Dance off, hobo.
And have a hobo off.
That sounds vaguely legal. Don't really know what.
You know, that should work.
That could work.
That should work.
Just put some beer in you. You'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
A hobo off has to have hard liquor of some sort.
Some sort of malt. Some sort of malt.
Some sort of malt. And a dog. Just like your homeless dog should just be sitting by you.
We'll see if Green Mill can organize some 40s of OE or something.
Something.
For you guys.
I'm sure. It's Green Mill. Of course they can. What's wrong with you?
There needs to be a restaurant that sells like Old English or.
No one needs to sell or buy Old English ever.
OE.
No, stop that.
Actually, I have a friend who's organizing a malt beverage tasting at his house. Like, we're all going to dress up fancy and it's going to be various 40 ounces.
We one time just had a 40s party and we filled up a whole entire fridge of 40s.
That's pretty gangster.
It was disgusting.
Did you play Edward 40 Hands?
Yeah, they don't.
I don't play that. I'm a girl. Do you know how much we pee already? And then plus, no, that's a bad idea. That's a horrible, horrible idea.
I've never myself done it because it sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, I never.
Look it up, kids.
I never aspired to be really uncomfortable the whole night I was drinking. Like, that's just, it's like, oh, it's fun. No, it's not fun. Who wants to hold their pee for three hours?
It's fun for those who are masochists.
Yeah, I guess.
None of that, of course, will be going on in Games and Go.
No.
Because
no.
We are.
That'll be at my
responsible
house.
Adults. I almost called this Redults. I don't know. I don't know exactly what that means, but
that's your smart hobo talk.
That's my smart hobo talk. Anyway, but yeah, again, before we move on here, again, it's October 8th. It's this coming September. This coming Saturday. I haven't even had any beer, and I can't fucking talk.
That's
your problem.
October 8th. Come down to Games and Go Rosedale. They've got a couple locations. You got this one. You got Brooklyn Park.
Yep, one in Brooklyn Park off of Broadway and
Maplewood.
Brooklyn Park, and then off of Broadway and Brooklyn Boulevard, and then one inside of Maplewood Mall as well. But this event is in Rosedale Mall.
Yes,
yeah.
And I'll be there. You guys will be there. It's gonna be a great time.
It's gonna be a party.
It will be awesome.
And I'm in last place. So if you guys come in
amongst
person,
the hosts, yes.
Yeah, I'm in amongst the hosts.
Yeah.
And probably because I am the person who is least likely to stay up for 24 hours. But I'd like to prove people wrong, and I still think you should give me money to give to kids.
I should probably say this too. At the event, we're gonna have opportunities for customers that make a purchase. If they wanna, you know, put a dollar or whatever in a tip jar towards the event, we'll be doing that. Anyone who makes a donation at the store, we'll be putting them in for a raffle. So I mean, trying to encourage people to make a donation, you know, at the store, of course, as they're just passing through, raffling away. I think we'll have some posters and some fun stuff like that. Maybe some games and some other things we'll be giving away. So
Definitely
just come out. You know, I'm gonna have candy and a bunch of stuff I'll be giving away. So come hang out. We're gonna give stuff away. We're gonna give you an opportunity to.
I'm laughing at you having candy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to have candy.
That candy will be consumed by Evan and I only.
No.
Encourage kids.
If it's anything like Combo Breaker, it'll just be me eating the entire bowl of candy.
It's like a candy and video game.
Yep.
That's not creepy at all.
But at least we'll be in a mall. No.
Yeah, it'll be safe. It's safe. Don't worry.
That makes it better.
Yeah, malls are safety.
You know, I'm coming off as a pervert. That wasn't the goal.
No, it's not you coming off as a pervert. It's our interpretation.
It's all these other
perverts.
Sick bastards around here.
It's too bad none of us have DSs. Otherwise, we could all get on that train. And
no,
like,
I have
and
a
like,
DS.
I don't. I don't. And no, Mike doesn't.
Okay, Cole and I both have one. Cole and I both have one. I will be bringing mine, and so will Jeff.
Yeah, we could, because there's a train that toots around the mall. And
let's go on a ride. That'll be fun.
I would capsize the train. You realize this. And capsize is normally something used for boats, but I would figure out a way to capsize the train.
Okay, except that. Except parents go on that all the time. I think it has enough weight.
They have a big boy train.
Restrictions, yeah.
They have a big boy train.
Just for you.
You can go on the caboose.
Yeah.
The big boy train for Evan.
We did almost ruin Jeff's car at Evan's.
No, Dave's car.
Dave's car. Why did I say Jeff? I don't know. You weren't even there.
Was there just too much weight? Doesn't he have a very tiny car?
Well, he's got a Mazda. So.
Oh, well, that's just retarded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To have that many people and not the car.
I mostly blame Cole.
Cole's kind of the fattest one out
of all of you.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, again, September. Fuck me. Saturday. Saturday, October 8th. Come down to Games & Go Rosedale. Come see us. We'll be down there the whole day. And yeah, just come down and say hi. You can donate to the cause. Again, the money is going to Gillette Children's Hospitals in St. Paul.
None of it's going to Evan. None of it's going to Evan. None of it's going to Ashley, anybody.
No way. The store's not taking any of it. It's
just to the sick kids. Also, 100% of your donations, too, are tax deductible. So if you're donating by credit card, which we'll have the opportunity to have that set up if you wish to do that there at Games & Go. You can also do it by check, anything like that. As long as we get your information, it's totally tax deductible, and they will send you the forms for
all
that
the receipts
as well.
and stuff.
So for those of you wishing to launder money as well,
really,
very encouraging.
as long as they make a good donation,
we
don't care what.
I don't know
doing.
If it's technically money laundering, but regardless.
Well, or if you're trying to avoid,
you're not really gonna get your money back.
Well, I don't know.
If you can't make it to the event, it doesn't mean you can't donate. We'll have links here in the show notes. I'm assuming so. You'll be able to just make a donate from home.
Yep.
Or if you just want to donate from home and come in and then donate some more, I hope you do.
Exactly.
I'm going to get Mark Wheat to donate to me. That'd be like the epic donate. He probably would. I know he would.
Yeah. Why would he donate
to you?
Yes, I'm going to call. I'm going to use what little pull I have with Mark Wheat to get him to donate to you.
Tell him Shark Week. Tell him my Shark Week Mark Wheat joke. It'll fly. It'll be awesome.
I'm sure it'll
anything. He will never speak to Evan again.
If you want to donate online, again, you can check out the show notes, or you can just go to extra-life.org/team/YAGS, and that is our team page. You can donate to any of us, anybody on the team, but you should know who the hosts are. So you can. We would prefer you donate to us, but anybody's good. I am very happy to say, actually, that because of your guys' generous donations, we're already over our goal. We're at $1,600.
Our goal was only $1,000.
Our goal is only a grand.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome that we've already crushed it. I don't know if we can actually change. I'm sure we can change our goal.
Yeah.
So I would love to make just like another grand just at this event.
Not tonight.
We'll be on
93X actually too, for local listeners. 93X, we're gonna have a public service announcements throughout the week here, I think Thursday and Friday, regarding this event and what's going on with and Fancy Pants Gangsters. You guys know you made it when you're on 93X, you guys.
It's true.
They're saying Fancy Pants Gangsters will be at Games & Go.
I could come dressed up as Wario.
You could bust out the Wario outfit.
I come in costume.
Actually, I've got a special costume planned for
I don't
want to
know
off.
Your... "quote unquote special costume."
Please wear clothes.
Really terrified because he's way too gleeful about this costume. He's been talking about it for way too long.
It's clothes.
It is clothes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. There's clothes.
This is legal in public.
Well, maybe I should bring my Wario costume to dance with, or just have it on for a while. I'm not gonna wear that whole thing the whole fucking night, though. It's one word.
All right.
But if you guys want, I have costumes. So donate more, and if you donate to me, I'll bring costumes. I've got lots of them.
There you go.
That's all I've got to offer, to be honest.
I have costumes. I'll wear stuff for you.
I'll wear stuff. None of them are revealing.
You have that pull. I don't think us three have that kind of pull.
Well, I have a Jedi cloak if any of you want to borrow. It's not really a
costume.
I don't think
anybody cares
if that's me more of a Jedi
wearing anything or Mike.
It's true.
Yeah.
I don't think they care if Mike's wearing anything.
They want him wearing nothing. I care if he's wearing something.
They want him wearing nothing.
Nobody wants that.
Oh, just a banana hammock.
No.
Oh, good.
They want that.
Nobody wants
that. For your
that.
Meet and greets.
A glitter banana hammock.
Oh, Jesus. Stop it.
You guys will get to see these guys in person.
Yeah.
If you haven't already. No. And Mike will be wearing nothing but a...
Banana hammock.
Okay.
I'm glad we have decent mics so that we can properly record my aneurysm that I'm having right now.
Oh no!
If it wasn't for that horse in college,
I think I just had a stroke. It's just no. It's
don't
no
say
bad.
That. We already lost Steve Jobs today.
Is that one of the news items we're going to be talking about?
No.
I think we should stay on topic, right?
No. Yeah. Sorry.
I don't dictate the show. I'm sorry.
You're the only one that's keeping us on track.
So quickly,
I've given up a while
so
ago.
So quickly, rest in peace,
Steve Jobs.
Yes. It's too bad. He stepped down for a reason, obviously.
Well, yeah, he had cancer for years, but yeah.
Well, all the like trolls on the internet when he stepped down were saying they're just saying haha or just saying he stepped down just to step down.
Now you guys look like assholes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
more
died.
So.
Just to make
just
you guys
to
look
spite
like assholes.
You
he was young too, only like 56.
Yeah,
and he had a lot of money.
Oh God, he had
that,
a lot of money.
That he did.
I hope he left it to me.
He'll be operating Siri in heaven.
Yep.
I mean, what?
Siri. It's like
the
their
Siri.
What the fuck is Siri?
It was
Will
a good point.
Don't
that? Worry about it.
Okay, I'm just gonna assume that was funny.
It was a brilliant point.
All right, should we do some stories here?
I guess.
Try to focus a little bit here.
If you insist.
We'll hammer the charity down their throats a little more later, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we will. There's not a whole lot of stories in the gaming world right now. One, though, that was pretty interesting actually broke today on Wednesday. Xbox unveiled their new content partners. Now, back, I think it was E3, they had made it clear that live TV was going to be coming to Xbox, but no one was really sure as to what that would entail.
It was vague.
It was very vague. But they've officially announced that it's got some good shit here. It's going to be specific to the country. Like each kind of territory gets their own channels. But for the U.S., you've got TV networks like HBO, Bravo, and Sci-Fi, and the BBC, as well as YouTube, Crackle, Vevo, Daily Motion, and Love Film, which I've never heard of Love Film before. But you've also got a bunch of other, like Comcast has got something on there, Xfinity, Verizon Fios is on there. So it's going to,
I think iHeartRadio is another one of the features they've added on there too.
That is true. iHeartRadio. Hulu is available in Japan, which I think is interesting. But like, I'm just going through the US list here. Bravo, like I said, Cinema Now, which is Best Buy's movie streaming service.
Oh, wow.
Comcast, like I said, Crackle. Which is an online, it's kind of like a YouTube-y network kind of thing.
Okay.
Epix, which I know nothing about, HBO Go, iHeartRadio, Manga Entertainment.
Nice.
There you go, Mike.
That's nice.
What?
That's all I got.
Sci-Fi, UFC, Verizon, Vevo, and my personal favorite, The Today Show. Just
God.
The Today Show.
One of these things is not like the other.
Oh, shit. Well, then I'm going to buy like 3 more Xboxes now.
Well, explain this to me. How is this going to work?
Now, here's the problem with some of these, though. And I want to point this out. Like stuff like Comcast, you know, Verizon's network, HBO Go. You've already have to have subscriptions to those, kind of like you do, you know, Netflix or Hulu Plus.
Or ESPN.
Or ESPN. Well, yep. No, ESPN 3 is free.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you can get that for free.
Okay. Yeah, they haven't really said exactly like how it's going to work, but it sounds like it's just going to be included. Like a lot of this stuff will be included through just as part of the Xbox Live Gold subscription.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, it's a lot of the stuff. Like that was the big shit thing with HBO Go is that you have to already be subscribed to HBO and your cable provider in order to have an HBO Go account. So if you do not currently have HBO for whatever, you know, cable provider you have, it's not going to do you any good. Basically, what the big thing with this is that slowly the video game console is going to replace the cable box, is what they're...
That's the goal, right?
I mean, gearing
towards.
It's
supposed to be your media center, right?
Right.
They've also said that Comcast actually won't be doing live TV.
Right. It's all the on-demand, yep. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, something like Sci-Fi or HBO or even the BBC, that'll be
sweet.
That'll be nice to do the live stuff.
Does that mean Doctor Who?
Doctor Who is on BBC, so I'm assuming
Doctor Who episodes that I can finally watch.
I don't think they're actually recording them live. I
no,
don't think you need to watch
they
them
are
as they're shooting it.
They're live
the English
he's a
have access
Lord
to space in different dimensions. You don't know
because you don't watch
you don't
Doctor Who.
Because you don't watch Doctor Who because you are a heathen.
Oh, we'll also get TMZ.
Oh,
oh God! Thank
oh, well,
you.
Awesome.
That's important.
Crickets.
So. Speaking of that, you guys hear like the Playboy Club got canceled already?
I did.
Yeah. Really? It didn't last that long.
It was like
I'm
one
not
episode
really surprised. It looked trash.
I did watch. Me and my wife did watch half an episode of it. It wasn't.
What'd you think?
It was brilliant.
Was
that's
it brilliant?
It was only a half episode.
You
decided
just
to
couldn't deal with it anymore.
You decided to turn it off.
You saved it for later. It's like that awesome piece of chocolate.
Yeah,
like, I can't have the whole thing
right
now.
Yep,
it'd blow my mind too much.
It's like that dessert you keep saving.
Oh, I like that show, but that show Whitney got picked up again, and that was horrible. Like, Cole and I tried to watch 10 minutes of it, did not laugh once.
The best parts are in the commercials? Is that what it is?
No,
the
commercial parts aren't even funny. So
I think Jeff needs his own sitcom.
Should be, Jeff.
And all of this, of course, is better talked about on Bloggulator Radio, which is another Fancy Man's Gangster show, which is more about television.
Yep.
Unlike this show, it's just supposedly about video games.
Well, we should
probably stay on topic.
The
right?
Video games and the TV stuff that they're bringing into the video games. It's, you know,
it's
making
there,
the butter
there's an
and
overlap.
There is an overlap.
I understand.
Krabby butt.
And we just want to talk about Time Lords.
Apparently.
Yes. Let's do the Time Lords again.
Yep. I do David Tennant Time Lord over
so
and
would
over
I
again. Okay.
Me and Laurel have already had this discussion. It's okay.
I told Cole that he's on my list, and Cole's completely acceptable of that.
No.
There's a lot of video game content.
So Gina, which Doctor Who would you sleep with?
All of them.
All of them? Even the dead ones?
You know, that'll work.
Yeah.
I'm not a picky guy.
Yeah.
You're not above dead.
I'm not above anything. I'm
hey, happy. It's still a celebrity, damn it.
Dead or alive.
That's right. Anything, they're probably more famous dead.
Probably.
Anyway, the other big story, of course, being Team Bondi being
Team
officially shuttered. Now, which is not terribly surprising.
Gone down the tubes. So,
but what does this mean for LA Noir 2?
I mean, Rockstar owns the shit for it too. So
it means it'll be done by a competent company.
Yeah,
no
it means LA Noir 2. I might actually
Mike and Jeff treat LA Noir like the girlfriend that cheated on them.
I've never seen ending ever.
That is the
so
best analogy.
Potential. Worst ending ever.
Well, what'll be interesting is because if I remember right, Rockstar has the copyrights to LA Noir, like the name LA Noir and the characters and that shit. But Team Bondi still has the patents on the face capture technology.
I thought a separate company
no,
had
they
it.
Didn't. They just licensed that technology.
Oh, they
yeah,
did? Okay.
There's a separate company that has that face recognition stuff.
Okay. All I remember is that Rockstar didn't have it. That's the only part of that I remember, which is still correct.
I hope Rockstar didn't write the ending to that game.
They very well could have.
I think they did because they just wanted it done. So it's like, just end it. I don't care how it ends.
Yeah, but why the weird...
Spoilers.
Spoiler alert. Fucking worst ending of a game ever.
There are worse.
Spoiling it by telling people it's bad.
It's bad. It's terrible. Don't play it. Throw it away.
Throw it away.
Just break it.
Just break it.
Snap the disc.
Give it. Feed it to your dog.
You really like that game.
I fucking hate it.
It got good reviews, didn't it?
He was very bitter.
They were very mixed. It was like. People liked it at first, and then, like me, were like, oh yeah, this is going to be a cool game. And then 5 hours later, you're like, oh, fuck this game.
And then there's people like me that got to the end, and they're like, what the fuck just happened?
I told you. I'm
who
like,
the
just
hell
end.
Is this guy? Where the... I was playing as one guy, and now it's... Whoa, fuck this.
Was it like Fight Club, but not good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
I think that's a box quote, actually, for LA Noir. Like Fight Club, not good, though.
But not good.
Sorry. I didn't mean to misquote you.
Don't misquote.
No, no.
Okay.
The other box quote. Guys, remember Red Dead Redemption, how good it was? Yeah, this isn't.
Yeah. And then under, like, Fight Club, but not good.
Well, there's so many other games out right now, so people will probably move past
no.
LA Noir. Right?
At this point, yeah. They've.
But it was just such, like, every, I don't know, like, I was just really excited for it, much like most of us were, and then after 5 hours, I was like, well, and I'm done.
That was the second big gaming disappointment I had this year. Actually,
I had
a lot of gaming disappointments this year.
You're
always upset, Mike. Every time I talk to you, you're upset.
Mike, you set your bar a little too high. okay.
Yeah, no, you just don't know how to pick winners.
No,
is what you...
no, I did pick a winner. I did finally pick a winner.
Well, out of
in Gears 3.
Out of 100.
Yeah, okay. That's like betting on the Yankees. Okay, it's like it's real hard.
Gears 3 is very good, though.
Yeah,
that's all I've been playing.
No, I had high aspirations for Homefront, and that.
Here's a mind blower. I'm willing to bet Mass Effect will be good next year too. I realize that's crazy.
Maybe we'll see.
And I'm guessing Arkham City will be amazing.
Yes.
Also,
we only bet on sure things.
Yeah, I only bet on sure things.
Yeah, like Homefront.
Fuck off. We're making a second one, okay?
Or Civilization 5. Didn't you buy that?
Yeah, but that was a good game.
Oh, you like that? Yeah. Which was the other one you did? Oh,
LA Noir. Remember 5 minutes ago we were talking about that?
No, smartass. I was talking about the football. The college football game.
Oh, yeah, college football. Yeah, but I wasn't really, like, hyped up for that. I was just kind of like, whatever.
You were a little excited. Don't downplay your excitement now.
No, I was excited for Madden.
Every time there's football, you're excited, Mike.
You're so weak. You're weak of spirit.
So weak.
You're easily led by large men.
How have you not given all your money away to us by now?
Why?
Because you're gullible.
That's because we're very nice people. That's why.
No, it's because you're assholes. That's why I haven't given you guys a dime.
No.
Wow. This took a weird turn all of a sudden.
But yeah, so kids, LA Noir, bad game. Team Bondi goes down because of it. No shock to anybody.
Taking with it a third of the Australian game industry.
Do you guys know if there's only three companies?
That's what I'm saying.
Do you guys know it? Have they done anything else of any?
That was their only game.
That was
they were
only
working
game.
On LA Noir for like 10 years though. I mean, it was something ridiculous. They were working on that. For
I
a
think
long
what
time.
They were doing was having like a foot race with 3D Realms. It's like, which one of us can make a shittier game and take the longest time to do it? Go.
Well, I think Duke
no
Nuke,
love for Nukem, huh?
I think Duke Nukem was generally considered just through and through. A bad game. LA Noir was very...
It had good points.
Yeah, it was very scattershot. It was like, here's some amazing technology with some really terrible mechanics. Like, Duke Nukem didn't even have the amazing technology.
It had boobs.
It did have boobs. Technology.
Yeah.
It had boobs.
But and then we're actually coming up here with the big release, you know, month or so. It's actually getting kind of ridiculous. So, and I know we had somebody ask us on Twitter a couple weeks ago about kind of putting together our most anticipated lists and things like that. We've kind of broached this a couple times already, but it's one of those where we get the opportunity to ask someone else what they think. Mm-hmm. So, Gene,
yes,
what are you looking forward to for the rest of the year here?
Camping Mama.
Camping Mama.
There's a camping mama.
Yes, I saw it at Target the other day. And I want it. It's Camping
what
Mama.
What?
You have to camping? You have to make s'mores and go rafting.
Making s'mores?
And swimming. And
s'mores are literally the easiest thing to make ever.
I can't look forward to this game.
I think you should.
I should? Okay, I will.
You will.
All right, okay.
Well, they're not the easiest thing in the world to make. You know what's easier? A Hot Pocket. Let's have a debate.
Yes, the great s'mores versus Hot Pocket debate.
I challenge you, sir.
Both of which we will be having at Extra Life on Saturday.
Oh, God.
What a s'mores.
What are you planning on making s'mores at?
That is...
There's a convenience store. They got a microwave.
Yeah, we're going to microwave it. Yeah. We can work it out for you.
We'll just build a fire in the...
We're going to set you on fire and make s'mores.
What happened to this show?
Last week we were so focused. We sounded professional.
Wasn't that one of your best shows too last week?
It was.
And I came on and I fucked
it all. No, Jeff came back. That's
the
problem.
That's really what it is.
He's crying over there.
What happened to the show? What the hell?
Anyway.
So anyway, Gene.
Yep.
Moving away from Camping Mama. What else are you looking forward to?
Well, you know, I was waiting all year for Gears 3, but that's already out and I was already satisfied with that, so Mike gave me a high five. Thank you, Mike. You know, I'm looking at Skyrim. It's pretty... I'm excited for that.
When exactly does that come out?
Is it 15th? Yeah. You know, don't quote me on that. Is it 15th?
I've seen the post.
15th or 23rd?
I thought it was 11th. Cause there's 11th? Big 11-11-11.
Is that
right? Yeah, it's 11.
Okay, you're right.
I saw the posters for it, but I don't really know anything about it. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Did you play Oblivion?
No.
It's going to have dragons.
it's Fallout with dragons.
It's Oblivion with dragons.
Yeah.
Okay, I did not play Oblivion, so
that
is...
It's Fallout with dragons.
I did not play Fallout.
It's Mass Effect with dragons. It's an open world type game.
It's like camping. It's like Camping Mama
with dragons
in first person view.
Got it.
First person Camping Mama.
First
person view. You know, you'll be in first person view. You'll be, you know, exploring. It's just a wide open game. So I mean, there's a main quest line, of course, but I mean, you don't have to follow that. There's a bunch of side quests, and I'm assuming each dungeon you go to. Just like in Oblivion, where if you went to Oblivion Realms, you get to shut down the Oblivion Gates. Assuming you're going to fight a bunch of different dragons.
Is it just for PC? Is it for consoles?
No, it's for consoles. Everything. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's going to be for everything.
And it's not like a MMO where you have to like pay
no.
Monthly? Okay. Well, nope. Maybe I'll have to check that out. Because I've seen the posters and it looks really, really pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, and the limited edition gives you a dragon statue or something fun. So.
Okay, well, yeah. Then I want it.
I sold you.
There's a dragon statue. Done.
From my understanding of it, too, though, it is a very, it's got a learning curve to it.
Yeah.
Really has a learning curve anymore compared to the old days because they want everybody to
play it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because games move past more of a niche type market.
It's really funny for me because I'm weird in that there's nothing really in November that's like sticking out that I need. Like the day it comes out, and there's nothing that's just like, oh my god, must have.
Well, let's brainstorm real quick. What's coming out in November? That's
Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah,
I'm just kind of like,
kind of over that.
Yeah, it's gonna sell a lot, make a lot of money. We already know that.
Fuck tons.
You know, Battlefield 3. We know that's gonna sell a lot, make a lot of money. Not quite as much as Modern Warfare 3, but
I'm kind of over those games. Like, I'm kind of starting to get over those. I mean, the Call of Duty, and just kind of that. War game.
I've been over it since Middle of Honor Frontline, but I mean, they keep coming out.
To me, you know, makes like a game like Gears different is that the single player matters.
Mm-hmm.
And single player has a legitimate storyline, and I really would argue 3 has had the best storyline.
You can tell they really stepped it up.
Going on between these three games.
The other ones were just kind of a little lighter. Though, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but in Gears 2, they were under a harsh deadline. Mm-hmm. And they got a big bonus for getting it done within a year. They made that game in a year's time.
You're referring to the developers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Epic. Not the cogs. It's not like a timed game.
No. Okay. No, we're talking about Epic Games. But yeah, Epic Games have always had a great, great track record. Mm-hmm. And
they've been a company that's pretty much shit out gold.
There's only a few companies that you can consider like a smaller successful company like Epic Games. There's only a few of them that aren't just under the Activision's wheel of
or EA
comes out over and over again. Activision's still kind of its own deal. So it's nice to see a company like that still make a lot of money and be successful.
But yeah, everything that I'm kind of looking forward to is either coming out in October or is coming out... Well, I've got one in December, and then everything's coming out first quarter 2012.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm super stoked Mass Effect 3 is going to be sweet. Yeah. I remember last time I was on, we talked a lot about Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect 2, so... hopefully, definitely when that comes out.
But I mean,
there's
other couple titles too. You got, Twisted Metal 10's coming out. You've got.
I'm worried for that game.
I got Soul Calibur 5 coming out that I'm
gonna
really
hold a torch for it still. Twisted
super
Metal.
Stoked for. I think first quarter is when is Street Fighter X Tekken.
You know, quarter. You know, a big one is some people are a lot of people are excited for it though, disappointed that it's coming out. The Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yep,
essentially
yep,
that comes out in November.
Yeah. Another game I'm excited for, and this will probably be another one of my flops, is Max Payne 3.
It can't flop.
That's going to be
it
another
one.
It
can't not flop.
No, don't flop. Don't flop
don't
it.
Don't flop.
Stop the flopping.
Don't do what they did to the movie. Oh, my God. Marky Mark didn't do us any justice, did he?
No. No, I did thoroughly enjoy the Max Payne games, even if I've never beaten the first one.
Yeah, Marky Mark, he didn't do very well.
I don't know
for
if
us.
That was him. No. It might have been more of the writing.
That's just a victim.
This is him
of...
taking the script. You know, he's gonna be He's gonna be Drake in Uncharted. Uncharted's coming out. That's gonna be really good.
Yeah, Uncharted 3.
We don't know
their,
if that's
he's
solid
like
yet.
Their forerunner, doesn't?
Yeah,
know
I don't.
Solid.
I don't think they've actually. Cast
Everybody either. Wants the guy from Castle to be on
Nathan
the show.
Fillion?
Yeah,
too old. Too old. Too old. Too pudgy.
You're too old.
He's not pudgy.
Have you watched Castle?
Oh, did he get
pudgy?
We can
lose weight for the role.
Yeah.
He's also in his mid-40s, too. So
what?
But Firefly.
This is the...
I'm a big Nathan Fillion fan. I just don't think he'd work for Drake. That's all I'm saying.
Probably not anymore. You're right.
That's too bad. The fans are pretty.
It is too bad.
They're trolling Marky Mark pretty hard on the internet because they want Nathan Fillion really bad for that role.
Well, I think Nathan Fillion wants Nathan Fillion to be in that role.
Yeah, he wants that role too. He's kind of upset he hasn't been considered for it. So.
Well, when does Uncharted 3 come out?
November. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is too is I can't remember because I keep getting mixed information. Are we seeing the Vita or the Vita this year or no?
No.
Is being pushed to 2012. Is that the deal?
Yeah. First quarter.
Okay.
It's also interesting to see that, you know, after all these years we've been with 360 and PS3, there's really no new console out of those companies right now. Yeah. Part of that is the state of the economy and everything. But
the economy and, well,
the internet, the power of getting a little more life out of them, right? Mm-hmm. Because of the internet.
Although
updates,
it makes me wonder that we're seeing the. I feel like they've got to do something here soon because you've got a lot of games coming out, especially for the 360, that they're doing this multi-disc thing. And I think it's like we've pushed the limits of what we can do with these now, and now we're making these games that are so damn huge. Like,
you think there's more pressure on Microsoft than Sony?
I feel like there would be to really, you know, kick the R&D up to get out that next system because, I mean, like I said, you've got L.A. Noire was two discs or three?
I think it was three for the Xbox.
On the 360.
I bought it on PS3, okay. So I don't know.
It was three.
Well, it's like when
Rage is three discs. Yeah. That just came out.
It's like, you know, on PS3, you know, some of the games were three discs, but they were still longer games. Like,
well, it was PS1 and PS2.
Were such long games that it didn't really feel weird about it, but...
But a game like Rage, you know, which is supposed to be this action-packed shooter... On three discs just seems like... Yeah.
It seems like kind
Isn't
of...
Isn't
it
supposed
just
to be an
RPG,
though, right?
It's kind of a Borderlands-y kind of thing. So.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Mm.
So it just seems weird to have...
There were some, though, you know, if you think of PS1, there were some three-disc games that were only, like, 7 hours, like Galarians, Fear Effect series, come to mind.
Fear Effect, yeah.
Those games were
a lot
four
of
discs,
yeah.
And you're like, oh, my God. Or Metal Gear Solid, you're 2 hours in, you're going to the next disc. So those are some perfect examples.
A lot of Japanese games, seem to crank out the multi-discs.
The FMVs back then. See,
The all-time best, though, Phantasmagoria for the PC. 7 discs.
Oh, my God.
Good God. For the PC?
For the PC.
Oh, my.
Each act was its own disc.
Jeez.
How long did each disc take?
Rate it right now, Evan, out of 10.
Oh, I'd say for the time.
Bullshit, it's radio.
I would say for the time, I would give that probably an 8.
Okay, there we go. 8, you heard it here first, guys. You heard it here first.
Yes, you heard a review of a 15-year-old game first here.
Evan.
How long did each disc take then?
Oh, God, it's been 15 years since I played it.
Brain.
I'm thinking.
Remember, Grandpa. Remember the glory days.
I would say a couple hours.
Back in my
depending on how well you did. You know.
Okay.
And that was one of the first. That was one of the first games with a essentially on screen rape.
So, oh yeah.
Well.
Fantastic.
So bully for them.
Why did we have to come back to rape?
Yeah. I'm pointing it out. I wasn't. We're not dwelling on it.
Anyways. All right. But yeah, no. So I guess to me, it seems like we're pushing that limit a little
next
bit.
Next E3.
Next E3, I think.
I mean,
definitely.
No, they're already talking about games now that are being prepared for the next Xbox. Like they're already starting.
Well, and
to talk
then
about
there's
it.
The big leak that in Real Steel we had a logo for the Xbox 720 in there, and everybody's freaking out about that on the internet.
Real Steel.
Yeah, Real Steel is basically Rock'em Sock'em Robots in the movie.
It looks
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah,
that's the only reason people are interested.
You know,
in it.
I really want to get drunk and see that movie.
Without Hugh Jackman, that wouldn't be a movie.
Yeah. It's still not a movie.
No,
nobody would be interested or talking about. We wouldn't
see,
be talking
now,
about.
Here's
it.
The thing, Evan. You're gonna go see the Battleship movie, but you're gonna.
I will see the Battleship.
But you're gonna.
Movie.
You're gonna knock on Real Steel.
I enjoy the concept.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots way more movie esque than Battleship.
Especially
that Battleship is going to have pegs. They're dropping pegs in the real world.
That is why I want to see it.
It looks so
incredibly stupid. The problem I have with Real Steel, aside from the fact that. Leave the kid out. I mean, God damn it!
It's like over the top.
Yeah,
inspirational.
But take out arm wrestling and put in Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
No. And Hugh Jackman is all legs. If you guys ever look at him, he is 75% legs.
I love his legs.
No, it's
and
it's,
an antimatium skeleton.
It's freakish looking.
Sexy man.
It's freakish.
I want to be Hugh
next
Jackman.
Time you see him.
I really haven't looked. No, I haven't really given.
I like
next
his legs
when
look.
The once over.
What do you think of his legs, Mike?
They're very nice legs. Very
no,
nice
they're
legs.
Freak. No, next time you look, he's like this much torso and all legs.
I loved him in that movie Australia. You know.
Yeah,
it was very nice.
That movie was trash.
That was not. You know, me and my wife. You know, we went to Australia for a honeymoon. So when we were, we watched it. It was all. Oh,
you're biased.
No.
Except
no,
that
no.
movie ended like 5 times before it actually
so
ended.
Did Lord of the Rings.
Yes, I was about to say, so did Lord of the Rings.
Well, Lord of the Rings is
the
better.
Whole third
we
movie.
We always go back to that.
The whole third movie is the movie trying to end.
I had to piss so bad during that.
Because it follows the book. Australia doesn't follow no goddamn book. Doesn't need
it
to do that.
It follows a country.
Yeah. It was inspirational.
Go to New Zealand.
New Zealand
we
is
final comeback.
We, New Zealand we just, is the we just, Canada.
We just really,
of Australia.
We're
is this
really
a video game?
This.
Is this a video game?
I
podcast.
Know.
We've been talking a lot about
movies
and
video. And
I think
TV
New
shows.
Zealand actually is probably a cooler country than Australia.
No. Wrong.
I might.
They got Russell Crowe, right?
No, no, Russell Crowe is
no,
actually.
Kurt
they
Russell.
Have.
They have.
No, Russell Crowe. Yeah, that Russell
Crowe.
Kurt
Russell. Russell Brand.
No, they had Russell Crowe.
Kurt Russell and Russell
Crowe. No, Russell Crowe's a New Zealander because I remember when I was there, they
no,
always talked to me about
I thought he was Australian.
No, he's a New Zealander.
Oh, you've talked to him.
No, I talked to the locals.
Yeah, there's very few people in New Zealand. You run into Russell Crowe all the time.
They are proud
of him. And Flight of the Conchords, guys.
Or
only three people from New Zealand.
Yeah, only.
True. Only.
You know, I'm probably
those
wrong.
Three.
Yeah.
Who knows anymore?
But yeah, so there was a big logo in the movie for that.
It's set in the future.
I know. And everybody's like, panicking and like, oh my god, this is Microsoft announcing the set. The
and Back to the Future too. They referenced Jaws 13. That doesn't mean they're gonna make it.
They should though.
Well, they made 4. They made too many.
And they are bringing the shoes. They are making.
They're not.
Shoes.
They're not proper shoes. They're fakes.
And the Cubs also win a World Series in there, which will probably never happen either.
My question is, so if the new Xbox does come out, so there's a new Xbox 360 coming out. It's the Star Wars edition where the mm-hmm. Xbox Elite looks like R2, and then there's a C-3PO controller.
Yep.
And
that got delayed, didn't it?
It did, but I wonder if, because I don't want to buy that and then have the new one come out a year later and have
no,
to get that.
It's
so,
just going
to
be like the PS1, though, too, with its crazy little antics that it had when the PS2
Well,
came
Microsoft
out.
Did that. The Final Fantasy 360. I think I bought that, and then they came out the Slim, like, 3 months mm-hmm. later.
Yeah.
But a Slim, I mean, it's still, like, the same games, where, like, if you're going to 360 they, or 720, it might be.
I really hope they don't
call
it 720.
I really hope they don't call it the 720.
I hope they call it
something else. I will bitch slap Bill Gates myself.
I hope they call it a 1080.
That's even stupider.
Not just because you're stupid.
This is the kind of enlightened debate that you can expect on yet another game.
I've gained a lot from this.
Yeah. You should. Do you want to
talk
about
like the Xbox X Factor or something?
Oh god,
like
that'd be horrible.
No, don't do that. The X Factor.
Or it should just be a symbol, like the infinity symbol, like how Prince went just through a symbol.
Yes, because that did wonders for his career.
Well, he also was insane.
The box.
The box. Green.
Yeah,
nothing can beat like the stupid, cheesy creativity of Amazon with the Kindle Fire.
The Xbox should call themselves. I don't know. I was gonna say Wind Mage or something to go with the fire.
They got to be Xbox something because they want to keep the Xbox name.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Not the Xbox Wii.
Maybe they'll have a poll for people to
X1000
vote.
And say the T1000.
Yeah.
Yep.
X1000.
And it's all liquidy looking?
Sounds futuristic.
I don't know. They went straight from Xbox to Xbox 360. Maybe they'll go to Xbox 362.
The logic in that... there's the psychological reasoning for that is that if you're competing against the PS3, 3 being greater than 2, if you just called it the Xbox 2, that's hence the logic in the 360.
So we go 362.
And this is actually like confirmed. I'm not pulling this out of my ass, but this has been like the...
Just because it's confirmed doesn't mean it was wasn't pulled out of somebody's.
Well,
house.
No, but I'm just saying it wasn't pulled out.
I just
of mine.
Thought because they like did like a complete 360 of rebranding it and making it better. Like it's done a complete 360.
They did a great job of making it better. What they all failed.
Yeah,
all they
the
all
first
break,
generation
guaranteed,
were like
guaranteed to break and red ring.
Exactly.
Well, we all got red ringed anyways for the most part.
I haven't been yet.
Fuck you, both.
I feel it's coming soon though.
And you can bring it to my store. And
so
we'll
you
fix
better
it
have
you.
A you better have a slim for me soon.
We can fix yours that red rings. It's just a solder issue.
No, Cole fixed his 10 times with soldering. He did, and it still runs.
We use a machine, so it'll get you a few more months.
Cole is a machine.
That's true.
That's not
Cole,
great.
Also all legs.
All legs.
Cole that's is what more Ashley legs. Likes. He is.
Listeners, if you that's what
Cole,
Ashley
if
likes.
If you stand Cole legs, and I together, my legs go up higher. Or his legs go up. No, my legs go up higher than his. He's no legs. He's all torso. He's like a gorilla. He's like a King Kong.
We've lost me.
He's not all legs. Interested. I think that's why Cole.
When I see Cole asking about his torso.
Right. That's why he noticed the Hugh Jackman's all legs, because Cole has leg envy. Is what I've deduced.
This is quite the revealing show.
Anyways,
all right. Do we want to talk about stuff we've been playing here?
Yeah,
let's wrap this garbage up.
Do that
here. Gene, we'll just go back to Gene here. You playing anything right now?
I've just been playing Gears of War. It's pretty much it. So,
have you beaten the?
Yep,
campaign?
I'm working. I beat the campaign. I'm working on the insane mode. I've been playing a lot of multiplayer. I got a 1.7 KD, so that's pretty cool. So
yeah,
it's been
that's
fun.
Good.
Been beating people online a lot. So
right on.
Shows you how lame I was. I had to think about what the hell that meant.
Kill death ratio.
I figured it out. I'm like, is that a kind of gun? Like the 1.7 KD? Is that
no?
Like,
I've been doing a lot of the horde modes.
You guys notice how the newer games has been? They've been doing a lot of the skins. You know, you get different skins. Mm-hmm. You know, if people have played League of Legends and those type of games, I think they're all taking a cue from that game because the skins are a way to keep people involved. You know, just badge of honor. It's a new type of badge of honor.
Well, yeah. I mean, I get all the cool flaming weapons because I played the beta.
Yep, the flame.
So everybody's like, whoa, why is your lancer glowing?
You get respect,
has anyone
Mike?
Ever actually swooned at your flaming lancer?
Yes, one of the attorneys that I work with, we were playing, and he's like, whoa, the lancer is glowing.
Was he high? Because that's the voice you're using right now.
No.
You can say the high voice without actually being high.
Yeah, without being high.
I know. I just wanted to bust out a lawyer. Is really what it was.
And he was very intrigued by my flaming weapons.
And your flaming personality.
Mm-hmm. I'm just letting that one go.
I know. I just laugh and look at Evan. And he just looks down.
Yeah. Ashley, you playing anything right now?
Just Gears.
All right.
Gears and. Still playing Blue Dragon.
I was going to say, you Blue Dragon.
On DS.
Never will end.
I really wish you were like towards the end so you could just finish it at extra life.
No, on Xbox, I am near the end, but fuck that game. I am playing it on DS now.
I was playing Blue Dragon. Like, what is it?
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk
about
it?
No,
it's like Fight Club.
Yep. I'm playing it on DS. I'm playing the sequel. I just know what happens. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to find out what happens at the end. This is stupid. And I'm glad I just found
out.
What
is he didn't like? Is this grindy? Is it really grindy?
It's
I felt like it was really grindy when I played it.
It's super grindy. And it's three discs of grindy.
Yeah. Well, this is the Japanese for you. I mean.
Well, I know, but I didn't. And it was my first RPG.
When you were
JRPG.
A kid, you had more time.
Yeah, and I guess I didn't really notice it as much in the Final Fantasies. But yeah, the Blue Dragon. So the DS game is a lot different. So, I'll be bringing that to play. That'll be fun. I'm not camping Mama though, because I don't own that yet.
You gotta get that.
You could pick it up before then.
I'll probably just order it.
If you get camping Mama, I'd play it.
Because I got crafting Mama from Games and Go.
Oh, did you?
So I should have to get.
Thank
camping
you very
Mama.
Much.
Yep.
Do you craft like jewels and stuff like that?
Yeah, you do like sewing and jewelry and pottery.
Oh, I'm thinking World of Warcraft.
Yeah, you're thinking like armor making and stuff like that.
You're awful,
mother.
I would do like Blacksmith Mama. I would totally play that game.
There's a babysitting Mama. It actually comes.
That is the exact opposite of blacksmithing.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
There is no overlap between babysitting and blacksmithing.
How can you say
they
that?
They both start with bees.
You see all that?
I got nothing.
They have so many games like that, babysitter, whatever, all this random stuff they come out with on Wii and DS.
To wipe your rear end, Mama.
I think a lot of people still need to know that.
I think so too.
They have not.
I
learned.
Said I was sorry. Okay.
God.
My couch will never be the same.
Sorry. Oh, gross.
I wasn't sure if you said your couch or your cats. So I was like, I don't know where that's going. But
either one.
Either one's no good. Mike, are you playing anything of merit besides Gears of
War? Besides Gears of. I am finally getting around to finishing up Portal.
The first one?
Yeah, the first one. I just never, it's one of those games, I just never got to it until recently.
Kind of late to the
party. Yeah, I am a little late to that party.
As we are, this is.
I'm anxious for
this
your
is
review.
The goal of us.
It's like Evan's review on the 15-year-old game.
Right, the 15-year-old game.
but I haven't been playing it recently, though, so.
That was one of the critiques of our show, that we're not don't look for us for timely reviews.
Well, you know, we're all playing.
We've been good about that lately, though. I've got a game that just came out to talk about. So
I've also been playing a lot of Dead Island. Has been one that
that's a hot seller. That has been a hot seller. You know, in my store.
Which is surprising.
It's an okay game. I think I was trying to not listen to your review, which I should have. I'm sorry.
Was I correct?
It's to okay. To some extent. I mean, it's okay. It's basically to me, is, and I don't know, because Jeff's been playing it too, but to me it suffers the same problem I have with Borderlands, is that this game wasn't meant to be played for one person.
Yeah, that's like, what everybody says. You have really to play two player.
The only problem with that, though, is I feel like when you play with multiple people, that it becomes way too easy.
Like, you can't bump up the difficulty?
No, you can, but it feels like when you got four people, you can just plow through shit a lot easier than you can.
We're Left 4 Dead, it didn't feel like that at all with the zombies. It was still pretty chaotic.
It's because you always had four people.
Yeah, you always had four people regardless.
True, so they probably made it really, you know,
yeah, they
difficult.
Tuned it for there being four active
so
people.
It just feels like, I mean, it's almost like when I was playing, we were playing with two or three, and that seemed just about perfect for it. If you have four, and I've played it with that a couple times, it just... You can just plow through shit and there's no challenge. You know? I also don't like the fact that two of the classes basically mean nothing until the later in the game. Like, it's like two of the classes...
Like, which ones?
The one who specializes in guns and the guy who has the objects that he can throw.
Think about every RPG.
They almost seem like very ancillary. Like, well, if you're doing it for players, they're kind of support roles versus...
If anything, like, Gene, you were kind of mentioning RPGs. Like, I think classic RPGs.
Yeah.
Like, that was the wizard.
Yeah.
The wizard sucked at the beginning of the game. Like, the wizard was better in the end game.
Yeah,
and that's just
kind
of the way it was.
Every RPG suffers from what you're just talking about right now.
But it just seems weird taking that element into a...
First person
shooter. It seems very.
But I don't.
Odd.
Well, I think part of what you're saying is that, like, for the guns example, you don't even see a gun
until
the first 5 hours of the game.
Right. Yeah. So you're basically
that's
just
an
like
extreme example of not having content at the beginning of the game.
Well, then, but then the counter argument there, and I really have no side. I'm just playing devil's advocate on this. But the counter argument is that's a way you can tune the difficulty if you're interested in playing a game that you're purposely handicapping yourself. You play the guy that his abilities don't come into play till later in the
which
game.
Which is what I'm doing.
It's like a badge of honor.
Yeah, I've got the chick with the gun.
Share that with your wife.
Oh, sorry.
Mike just took a swing at Ashley here, but she's okay.
It also probably is more realistic of a real zombie attack where we're not all going to have guns.
Oh, I'm going to.
No.
You don't own a gun.
You're not.
Where are you going to get a gun?
The Walking Dead, you've seen it. You don't. Everybody has guns.
Yeah, see?
Everybody's
so,
got guns.
But no, I was not the only one who talked about
got
that.
Them
it
right
was
here.
So I was reading other reviews.
Oh, God.
It's getting deep in here.
And I felt pretty happy that I was not the only one that compared it slightly to House of Dead. House of the Dead. I've heard other people kind of compare it to that.
I heard people trying to compare it to Fallout 3, and I don't see where people are getting that.
Are you getting more... I just think like...
Like I said, I feel like it is Borderlands. Like, that is the best example I can
compare. So basically everybody
to.
Thinks it's a different game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's just its own game. Maybe it's just Dead Island then.
Yeah.
What I like about this, again, not having played it, is this is one of those games, like, the reaction that I'm hearing from people for Dead Island is the same, and I might have made this comparison before, and I'm just Alzheimer's-y and I don't remember. Is the same reaction I remember hearing from Assassin's Creed, where it's like it's some really interesting concepts. It fails in some of the execution, but there's something there. And then they went on to make Assassin's Creed 2, which was leaps and bounds better than the first one, and I would put up there one of the better games of this generation. So hopefully the success of the first Dead Island will allow them to make a second game that is exactly what people want out of an open world zombie game, because I think there is a market for that, even in the oversaturated zombie market as it is.
If they do it well,
I think it's exactly right. It's a great idea. It wasn't executed quite.
And this is like not a well known.
No,
company.
It's Deep Silver.
No, and they've been selling this game like crazy. It's like one of those sleeper hits, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, they also had the advantage of that amazing trailer.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Marketing.
Yeah. Good marketing. So, I mean, it's, you know, I'm not that far into it yet either. So, I mean, maybe I'll, you know, change my mind. But like I said, it's an okay game right now.
Is that one you're excited for, Assassin's Creed Revelation? That'll be exciting.
You know, that's me. I'm excited, that's him. The Assassin's Creed thing, I don't like the whole, I don't do well with stealth. Arkham Asylum was the rare exception where I got into and did really well at a stealth.
You can just kill everything in Assassin's Creed if you want.
Well, no, that was my problem. Like, I'm not good at stealth, but for some reason, you put Batman in my hands, I can do stealth.
And it's like, all of a sudden, I'm like,
it's a mindset.
I'm a stealthy motherfucker, you know?
And I was patient. Like, I would sit on one of those gargoyles forever and just wait till I could drop down. And Cole's like, this is the most patient I've ever seen you in a game. I'm like, I'm Batman.
Yeah. I am the fucking Batman.
I am the bat.
I am the bat.
Get one of those plastic masks like Dean Venture.
Mm-hmm. Just get a raspy
That's
voice.
A really good idea.
Christian Bale voice.
You should.
I can't do Christian Bale.
I'm normally very impatient, except in stealth games. Like, I played through Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Oh, that was a good game.
All stealth. You know, I have a weird amount of patience for stealth games.
No.
So, I don't know what it is.
Which
is weird
plow through shit.
Which is weird because I never got into Metal Gear. I'm sure I would enjoy it, but...
Because
it's really funny. Like, for instance, when I played World of Warcraft, I made the mistake of being like, I'm really going to play as a rogue. It was a terrible idea for me to try to play as a rogue.
Yeah.
Because all I wanted to do was just pull aggro the whole time. And I'm like, you can't do that as a rogue.
No.
Rogue... You become stealth and why would you pick a rogue?
What's wrong with you?
I liked the
idea.
It says stealth,
and you said you hate stealth.
I liked the idea.
I'm gonna rage on you.
Rogue is implied stealth.
I know.
Your ability is stealth, Mike.
I know.
Wait, you don't like stealth?
I quickly trashed that character and went to just a damn warrior because I'm like, oh, fuck.
Mike's character was known as the yelling shadow.
Oh, God. I'm stealthy.
The anti ninja.
Yeah, that's right. The screaming ninja. I think that's a great movie idea, actually.
I just like the ability of Eviscerate, okay? God.
You just like cutting people.
Emo.
I wish my grass was emo.
You're liking Dead Island in general?
Yeah, I mean, it's a decent game. But
you should let me borrow
it. So people have
it.
Stuff. Evan's excited for Assassin's Creed then, so.
Well, we could...
I wouldn't go so far as to say excited. Like, I'll get it. But I don't think it'll be like Brotherhood where I got it like the day it came out.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could play Dead Island 4 players, couldn't we?
I don't know if it's local.
Or is it only multiplayer?
I have to check.
Do the internet thing. Maybe two people.
Yeah, can you do co-op at least?
Well,
I wish it was always
else.
Gears did that really well.
If people have their Xboxes, we can always link them when we come.
Yeah, that's true.
We could do that. I'd be cool with that.
That would be fun. Yeah. A new game for us to play. Yeah.
I feel like Halo was one of the few games that did that right with the four. That's why it was so popular with the four-player concept.
The beauty of that, too, is like when we were in high school, we would link four Xboxes for 16-player epicness.
Yeah.
And just sitting there in like other rooms just swearing at each other. Like, you bother, you know.
Pizza, the whole nine
pizza,
yards.
Pizza, all that good jazz. Yep. So there's also a couple of things that came out today that I'm excited to pick up.
Sims 3.
Well, Sims 3 is coming tomorrow.
You excited for that, Mike?
I've been wanting to play that for a while.
It's the legs.
Yeah, it is the legs. No, NBA Jam on Fire Edition just got released on Xbox Live and PSN today.
Oh, God.
I will be probably buying that when I get home. Also that came out today for PSN that I just kind of want to download again is Chrono Trigger.
It's
got released.
Good.
I feel like I should play that again.
So...
I have no interest in playing that game again. I'm sorry.
It's one of the greatest Super Nintendo games of all time.
I am masochistic and
I played it. I'm not a nostalgia guy.
You have Marky Mark, Evan.
Yes, but I never played that. That's still a new experience for me.
That's a good. You win.
That's right.
You win again.
So. The Chrono Trigger fans, I want you to come out to the store Saturday, talk to Evan, explain to him why he should want to play it again.
Chrono Trigger is one of the
I want you to get nerd lectured whole day Saturday while you're gaming.
And Evan, you know how much I hate JRPGs.
It'll just be Jeff nerd lecturing me.
Just a line. We'll have a line. We're going to create a line
of
people
wanting to lecture
Evan on why he's wrong in so many different things.
It'll be kind of like a kissing booth. It'll be a lecture booth.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll just $5. You can yell at me. You can tell me why I'm wrong.
We'll have our own little.
It's like the tomato thing at the Renaissance. You know, get the tomato at the guy. Yeah, yeah, Evan, you're that guy.
We'll have our own little panels. You know, it'll be a reverse panel.
It'll be a reverse panel.
It's kind of like, yeah, I'll be
our have a panel. You know, we're a big deal, guys.
Yeah, I'll be having my panel as to why Fallout 3 is the greatest game of this generation. So,
it's going to be a lot of hype. A lot of hype. It's going to be exciting.
I will not be having a panel, but.
No,
I'm just going to bring a plank of wood.
There's going to be a panel.
I'm going to have plank from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Yes.
That will be my my panel.
That will be your panel. Very good.
So, Jeff, how about you?
Jeff is not on mic. Don't ask Jeff.
So, anything else you play, Mike?
I just recently did a review for a game on Android called Squishy's Revenge, put out by a developer out of Chicago called Toy Studios. This is like their first big game. It's very
spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. It's a really cool game. It's free on the Android. I don't remember how much it costs on the Apple Store.
Would it be good on my tablet?
Yeah, in fact, there is actually an HD version made specifically for Android tablets.
Would you give it out of 10?
I try to stay away from scoring things. I have a whole big theory about
very
my
liberal.
Hatred of scoring things, but
very liberal.
I would say
that with such disdain.
This is very liberal review.
I would
wishy washy reviews.
If I'm gonna give it a score, I'm gonna say like an 8.5.
Did you hear that, everyone? 8.59, Mike.
Yeah,
Deneen.
Something like that. So. But yeah, I mean, it's a great little game where basically the concept of it is what I love is I enjoy the whole cute but destructive type thing. And so Squishy is his character eating his squishberries, which are then removed to him from some evil corporation, and he goes on a rampant rage of destruction, revenge, you know, as the kids call it, and to try to get his squishberries back and destroy all that is evil.
I'm gonna have to download it now.
So I'm looking at the Android. Mm-hmm. Tablet market. There is a paid version. There is a $1.99 version.
Mm-hmm. That's I think that's the one that's ad free.
Yeah,
that's probably
okay.
What it is. Is that yeah? Because otherwise the free version is ad supported. But really, that's only in the it's only in, like the loading screens you have
gotcha.
Ads. But yeah, I mean it's a great little like puzzle game. Basically, so what it is in there too is that you're given I think it's a 5x5 block square. I can't
4x4.
4x4.
It looks like some of them are 5x5
yeah.
as well.
And so you'll have open squares, and some of these squares will also shift the direction of Squishy. So the goal is to destroy the buildings and to avoid any of the obstacles on there. But Squishy only moves one direction unless you have the blocks that will move him into a new direction. And then you have to change around the blocks a little bit, too, to kind of aid him on his quest. It's a lot of fun. I mean, if it's free in the Androids, if you've got an Android phone, I highly recommend downloading it.
I'm doing that now.
I have spent probably a longer time on my bathroom breaks playing this game than I probably should be.
If that's not an endorsement for a mobile game, I don't know what it is.
But yeah, so big ups to Toy Studios, too, for, you know, giving me the heads up and asking, you know, letting me preview it and all that. I told them that I expect to see squishy plushy dolls by next year. So.
Yeah, and hook me up with a distributor. I'd like to sell those. So.
All right. So, yeah.
Plushies.
I'm just looking at the graphics on this game. It looks kind of fun.
Focus.
It is. It's
Focus
really
Pinky.
Fun.
Sorry.
Yeah, so, Evan, what have you been playing?
What have I been playing? The game I decided to start playing as a way of distracting myself through my impending nuptials, just as something to tide me over but not suck up my entire life, I finished it. This week, so that was a failure.
Finished what?
That was a failure on my part. That was Majin and the Forbidden Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
And I enjoyed it a lot. It's very old school, you know, kind of puzzle platformer with some combat. You know, very very PS2, like I said. But it's cheap now, and it's enjoyable. I would say that. So
what's that on? What platform?
It's an Xbox 360 exclusive, actually.
Okay.
So I like seeing those kind of games on the Xbox because I think the Xbox has a lot of it's missing a lot of that kind of PS2 gaming heritage.
Yeah,
you know,
that,
from
that
things
makes
like
sense.
Like you know Sly Cooper and, mm-hmm. and Jack and Daxter and Ratchet and all those kind of games. Like
so many shooters on the Xbox.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't have those kind of classic games. I thought the same thing with Enslaved too. Now that wasn't an exclusive, but
it was well reviewed, well received.
Yeah, well,
except by me,
except by Mike, of course.
Mike hates everything but Android games.
He does. It's like Android games and Gears of War. That's the only thing he likes.
No, Madden.
Oh, yeah.
So if you could get Madden with Gears of War characters on the Android, that'd be Mike's perfect game.
I'm just telling you, I really... It's one letdown about Gears 3 is that they did not give me a Thrash Ball minigame.
Oh, that's a good point. Like, like Blitzball in Final Fantasy X, right? You
would I love would something just, like that. I would do nothing else. I'd just be playing Thrash Ball.
Nice.
Yeah.
I did pick up a new game this week called The Binding of Isaac, which is it's an independent game. It's PC only. And
for now.
Yeah, there's a Mac client coming soon and a Linux version soon after that, I guess. It's $5, although I got it on sale.
For $4.50.
That's right. 10% off, man. But
go buy yourself an ice cream cone, kid.
Oh, I will.
All right.
I think I've got some upstairs.
Sounds delicious.
I know. It is a top-down... the closest thing for a lot of... I mean, it's considered a roguelike. For me, it's basically... like the original Zelda game mixed with like a bullet hell shooter.
It seems a little Smash TV to me from what I've
seen. Kind of Smash TV-ish. Yeah. You play Isaac, who is a child whose extremely Christian mother ends up locking you in the basement because you are a sinner. And so it's you exploring the basement and then the caves and stuff under the basement.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a very odd game. It's created by the guys who did Super Meat Boy.
Well, one half of the people who did Super Meat Boy.
Well, it's one half of the creators and then also the guy that did the music for Super Meat Boy.
Okay.
Did the music for this as well. And it's interesting because it's all that top-down kind of, you know, boxy dungeon kind of crawl. And, you know, you go into a room and all the doors lock and you have to kill everything in the room before you can move on to the next room. You get all of these abilities. You get these items that will increase your abilities. And your weapon at the beginning is tears.
Oh, wow. That...
You're actually shooting tears at things.
You don't hear that much.
Yeah.
Not too many games do that.
Actually does that.
Well, the other tears.
Yeah.
The other additional ones, depending on which upgrades you get, you could also shoot blood or urine. So...
That'd be badass.
Yeah.
Piss on people to win.
The urine has a high rate of fire, but very short range.
That's realistic. Sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Male character?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is. It's just, there's a lot going on. It's one of those where it's a very odd little game. If you played Super Meat Boy, it's like that, but darker. So there's like, here's a perfect example. One of the items you can get is Brother Billy. Brother Billy is the ghost of an aborted sibling.
Oh, Jesus.
And he floats alongside you and is basically like, in like scrolling shooters, he's like the side guy that also shoots bullets. Like, that's the kind of game this is. Okay, it's a very odd, very... It reminds me
of... Do not play it if you are easily offended, children.
That's what I said on Twitter.
Well, if it's from the people of Super Meat Boy, you should just know that.
Yeah, this is even taking just a little bit further. But the thing is, they don't make a big deal of that. It's like, all of that is inferred. They don't make this big deal like, oh, this is the aborted ghost of, you know, your brother Billy. I think there's a sister as well, but I don't remember what her deal was. But it's just, there's a lot of inferred storytelling. Like, the only stats you get in your game, in your save game, is how many times you've died, how many times you've killed your mother, and then like what things you've unlocked. So, you know, clearly there's an odd little game. There's like something like 150 something different items in this, and they all do different things, and they kind of modify your character as you're going. So, like the game I was playing earlier, I got the hanger, the wire hanger, which increases the range. You actually put it through your head, which don't make any sense. It increases your range. I then made a pact with the devil, so I got horns, and I also I got X-ray glasses. So I was looking very sharp.
Yeah, that sounds like an awesome costume.
It is, yeah.
That's what Ashley's going for Halloween.
So it slowly yeah. kind of changes what you do, and there's all these like little side things that they don't explain. Like, if you beat a boss without being hit, you can sometimes access the secret room where you can make a deal with the devil to get an item, but they don't explain that. It's just this room opens, you walk in, there's a demon there with an item, and if you take it, he takes a whole bunch of your life points. So there's a lot going on there. I enjoy it a lot. It's fairly quick. You can normally whip through a game. I still haven't actually beaten. I still haven't actually gotten to Mom yet, and I've put about 12 hours into this game. But it's a
you suck.
I'm willing to allow that. It's fairly quick though. I mean, you can whip through a game in about 20 minutes, I would say. So it's a good kind of time filler, and I enjoy it. I think it's worth the money. You have to be of a certain mindset. If you liked Invader Zim, like that's kind of the mentality I was picking up from a lot of this stuff. And it's the art is that super cute, but still kind of disturbing art that you got from like Super Meat Boy.
Yeah.
So
that sounds pretty fun.
It's enjoyable. You can get it on Steam for super cheap. In fact, one of the items you can find later is a Steam sale. That's literally the item. It's just a Steam sale. Steam sale.
Nice. Yeah.
And then when you go in the shops, it.
What would
cheaper.
Be great is if that actually gave you like 10% off your next purchase. Or
that would be pretty
a
sweet.
Steam game.
That would be pretty sweet. But yeah, it's The Binding of Isaac. It's a lot of fun, but you do have to be a little warped to enjoy it.
Perfect for Evan.
Yes. It's
and Jeff.
You keep finding articles of your mother's clothing, though. So, like, if you run around in her heels, that's like extra range somehow.
Hmm.
I don't know the physics of that, but, you know.
That would probably slow you down.
Yeah, probably. Who knows? Anyway, so yeah, that's what I'm playing. And that's pretty much it right now. And I'm playing more phone games because that's all I have time for anymore.
And now you're going to play Squishy's Revenge.
And now I'm going to play Squishy's Revenge. So, bully for me.
He's very cute and destructive, though.
Free, or are you going to pay the $2?
I'm willing to play an ad-supported game, so that's fine. I don't mind that so much, especially on my phone. That doesn't really bug me. I think if there were like banner ads in my Xbox games, I would have a little more problem with it.
Give it time.
Yeah, I'm not saying it won't happen, but I'm just saying I don't have a problem with it on phone games.
Did you see that? Like you're playing Deus Ex and you just have so much advertising.
Well, you played Alan Wake, right?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I missed out.
It's whorish in its advertising.
It wasn't that bad,
I didn't think. Yeah.
Pole Position, remember Pole Position?
I remember Pole Position.
Any
sports game though is
that's
a
racing. That's not a sport.
No.
Any racing game. I love Pole Position. Playing it on my computer back in the day.
I played the hell out of that at the roller rink.
Nice.
I want them to bring back. Oh God, what the hell is that called?
Carnival.
Road Blasters.
Carnival.
Not Carnival.
It's okay.
No one wants Carnival, but you.
It's okay if you want to bring back Carnival.
No, if they did a modern version of Road Blasters, I'd totally be down for that. It was another roller rink classic on my part. Anyway, we're starting to wind down here. We do have, again, the Extra Life event coming up this Saturday, October 8th, down at the Rosedale Games & Go. I do want to thank Gene for not only coming on the show and completely derailing any sort of... I'm blaming you. So, yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah.
So I'm here for.
You're the only odd factor, so it's clearly your fault. But not only for coming on the show, but just jumping behind this event in such an amazing way. I mean, it's because of you that we got the Games Go Space. It's because of you that we're working with 93X. I mean, you've been an amazing supporter of this, so I can't thank you enough for that. Mm-hmm. So
thanks, guys. You guys are doing a great thing. I mean, it's going to be a great thing, and we're excited. We're excited to be a part of it, excited to help the kids. This is what it's about. It's about the kids.
Yeah. Totally.
And us acting like kids.
Yeah, well, we always do. We're young at heart, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, not my heart so much, but that's because I'm fat. So, anyway, again, the event is this Saturday. Come on down. We're going to be there all day from open to close.
Yep.
So come down, say hi. Like I said, challenge us to anything. We are down for it. Except maybe the power pad in my case.
No, you're playing the power pad.
Heather would be extremely mad at me if I got a heart attack the week before the wedding. So, I'm just saying.
No, she's cool with it.
She's cool. You've asked her?
Yeah, it's all cool.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. And again, you can find information on the event on our website. Just go to bit.ly/yags-extra-life or just look for the blog post, Yags Gets an Extra Life. You can donate to our team at extra-life.org/team/yags as well. And I think, is Games & Go on our team yet?
No, you guys are your own thing, aren't you?
Well,
we're the same team, so
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
so.
I can combine with you guys. I think you're your own participant.
I just created a team. I think I just created something just for advertising's sake.
Yeah.
More for to encourage people to It was more of explaining the event, so
right.
And seeing the site. We've gotten
a couple donations. Huh?
Yeah, we've gotten some donations through that too, just via Facebook or random people seeing it. So I'm excited.
Right on.
We'll have it up. We'll have it up to so you can make a donation on site or just do it online.
Sweet.
And we had a question earlier about if we're going to be doing any streaming or chatting or anything like that. Right now, the official word is we hope so. We're still working out the actual technical details on that.
At least we could do a live tweet. I think that could definitely...
We could probably do something like
live
that.
Live tweet definitely can happen. We're still working out the streaming.
Well, come see us.
I know a lot of people who aren't here are probably really excited to see me beat Ashley at Dance Central. I understand.
Right.
I'm
sure most people would want to see footage of a Bigfoot as well, and that's about as likely. So...
What is it? $2,500? You guys
decide.
I thought it was charity. I thought it was up to 50 at this point.
$50,000. This is gonna be exciting. I can't wait.
We're gonna have yet another gaming show wing at the St. Paul Children's Center.
Oh god, they're gonna
That'd
dedicate
be
it to you guys.
It'd be one of the only hospital wings dedicated from a show full of rape jokes. So.
Oh god.
This show's been pretty good, though. I give
it's a clean show. Well, because I'm here, and we're gonna put it all over the store and all that. So
yeah, I really worry. Like one time, you said you'd play the podcast in the store.
In the
store. Like, why? Why would you do that? That's a terrible idea.
We'll have it up on our website, so we're excited.
Yes.
So
yes, but yes. Again, thank you, Gene, and everyone at Games and Go. Mm. I mean, everyone we talk to there has always been extremely supportive of us. And we love working with you guys on stuff like this and the stuff that you guys are doing, like your tournaments. You got any other big events coming up besides this?
I'm working on something probably in January, probably the January 14th. We're going to probably maybe do a big event. January 14th is not a solid date, but it's in the works.
Mid-January.
I don't want to do it during Christmas again because it's pretty hectic. The stores are really busy. So probably after the holidays, we're going to do another major
games
event.
For the... big event or just
Gears, you know, the new Call of Duty, of course, and a bunch of different fighting games, right? All the tournament staples,
right.
So there you go again. Games, the website is gamesandgo.com,
gamesandgoonline.com,
gamesandgoonline.com.
You can get our event schedule or just see our site. If you want to visit one of our stores, it'll have our store information. So just go to gamesandgoonline.com or friend us at Facebook. We are Games and Go.
Yes, and you are one of our favorites on our Yet Another Gaming Show Facebook page, too, so you can get the link from there as well, if you're one of them Facebook users.
And then just to clear the air for our non-Minnesota people, you guys do mail orders for people who aren't here.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Absolutely. And, of course, we have a lot of that hard-to-find stuff that you might not find at your local Target or Walmart, you know, with the retro games, the Nintendo games, the Atari games. We carry all that.
You do not carry the Marky Mark Sega CD game, though, because I bought that.
Yep. That's the only one I had, and Evan has it. Sorry.
That's right, baby. Totally got to play that this weekend now.
You do. You hyped it.
I'm
going
to be really upset.
You've hyped it.
All right. I do also want to thank Ashley Hay for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening, as always. And, if you donate more money to me, I'll bring costumes and change it and out of them. I only have one.
Will you change into them in the store?
No.
Oh,
well, I will
just
go to the bathroom.
I don't
want to
I don't want to lead anyone astray.
It would up our stream hits, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it would up the streaming hits, I think.
I only have one
to charge at that point.
Yeah, I was just saying.
No, so, it's for the public, for the kids.
So
it's for the kids.
They're all kid-friendly costumes. So, no, yes.
You missed the point.
She's intentionally missing the point.
Yes. If you guys want, you know, please donate more money, and I will... bring costumes. That'll just be fun.
If you donate, if we get to that $2,500 mark, I might wear her Wario costume.
Oh, that would be sexy.
That would be awesome.
You can't fit
all
into
legs.
My Wario
I will make
costume.
It fit.
All
no,
legs,
you won't.
Evan.
That, no, you, I'm not sewing
Evan,
that again.
Evan, all legs.
Evan is all legs.
No,
all
no, legs. I'm like Cole. I'm all
if you
torso.
Take anything from the show, it's legs.
Legs.
ZZ Top.
I was going to say, it's a ZZ Top reference, but anyway. Also, big thanks to Mike for coming on.
Yes, thank you, everyone, again, for listening. And thank you, everyone, who's donated to us so far. It really means a lot. But, I mean, really, we can always use more Dalmatians. I mean,
I know I could use more Dalmatians.
100
more
and one.
Donations. So, I mean, I'm currently sitting
in... You want to donate a Dalmatian, that's cool, too.
I'm currently sitting in second place behind Jeff, who represents all that is evil and wrong in the world. He actually hates kids, so... So you actually want to donate to me instead of Jeff because
gonna slander him?
Just
no,
like,
I'm just speaking the truth. I'm speaking the truth here that Jeff hates kids. So donate to me. But yeah, no, seriously, I thank everyone who's donated to all of us. It's really meant a lot, and to everybody who will donate, it's really awesome, and I'm really excited for this event. So yeah.
Absolutely. Also, of course, big thanks to Jeff for coming back. You will not be here next week, though, I believe.
I don't know.
We don't know. The only way to find out is to listen. And our big thanks to Ian for not being here. All of you Ian fans, he will not actually be in attendance at yet another gaming show's
I'm really upset
thing,
by this.
This week because he's like I said, he's in Boston, so he couldn't make it. But he will be participating with the Minnesota Direwolves, which are one of like the top 10 donating groups. So we'll have more information on that next week after I get it from Ian. So because he was kind of sketchy on that stuff. And then after this, I don't know if we're going to have a show in 2 weeks or not. I probably not, because I will be more than likely in...
I don't know. We'll see.
You won't have it here.
I think we should get together on Skype and just go, Evan.
I think we should just break into Evan's house while he's gone.
I'm stealing your kitties. Well, just the... I'll steal Sid.
Yeah. Someone will have to feed the cats. Mm-hmm. Ashley will have to feed the cats and let us in and
we'll
record a podcast.
You're the one who lives closest. I'm not driving all the way. Okay,
should do all these. You should do your show on site at the weddings.
Yeah, we're gonna podcast at your wedding.
Podcast at the wedding.
That'd be awesome. Could I be a guest?
Your wife would appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm sure she would.
We'll have her on.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Thank you in advance for coming down to Games and Go and saying hi to us and donating and all this stuff. And even if you can't make it out this weekend, the donations are still acceptable up until the 15th of October. So so if you can't make it out for whatever reason, you still have got some time to donate. But really, there's no reason to wait unless you're waiting for like a paycheck or something. But those come every 2 weeks. So you should have a paycheck between now and the end of the thing. So you really got no excuse is what I'm saying. Anyway, thank you for listening. And we will hopefully see you at Games and Go. And if not, we will see you next week.
We're gonna set you on fire and make s'mores.